there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, I was thinking about the great topic of peace. The world would love to have peace. You know, the dictionary says that peace is a state, not an attitude, but a condition of one's heart. Condition of the heart of stillness and serenity. Actually, the Greek word for peace, eirene, is from the verb eiro, which means to join or bind together that which has been broken, divided, or separated. Eirene is the root of our English word serene, free from storms or disturbance, marked by utter calm, literally binding together or joining together again that which has been separated, set at one. We use the expression in English, having it all together. And that actually is a good explanation of peace. The Bible says, Jesus having made peace by the blood of his cross. I love to think about the Lord Jesus. He's called the Prince of Peace. Peace is something that we cannot manoeuvre into place ourselves. We cannot create ourselves, but there is one who has the authority to bring peace. And our verse from Colossians says, having made peace by the blood of his cross. You know, the Bible says also in Romans chapter 5 that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But listen to what it says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What the Lord Jesus did on the cross, he dealt with the cause of the distance between us and God. He dealt with the cause of the lack of harmony. He dealt with the problem of our sin, having made peace by the blood of his cross. And we can be justified by faith. That means made right with God, legally right, by trusting him. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me close this recording by telling you a story, a sad story and yet one full of hope. A story of a man who many years ago faced disaster and tragedy. His name is Horatio Spafford. He understood the idea of peace. His only son died of scarlet fever in 1870. His investment in real estate in 1871 burned to the ground the same year as the Great Chicago Fire. And then in 1873, he was devastated by the news that all four of his daughters had died in a shipwreck in the Atlantic. Later, as he was en route to Europe to meet his wife who'd survived, he was shown the spot in the mid-Atlantic where his daughters had perished and was suddenly overwhelmed by an inrush of supernatural peace, which he described as the peace of God. With tears streaming down his face, he picked up his pen to record his feelings, and from a heart filled with the Holy Spirit and with the gracious gift of God's deep inner peace, he wrote these words, when peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. I wonder today, do you know the peace that passes understanding? Have you made peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ? Do you know the joy of forgiveness and the peace that comes through faith in the lovely Son of God? May God bless you. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.